I guess in a situation like this, you learn what you're actually made of. Can you bite the bullet and do what has to be done? Our life will collapse around you. So in this case, I chose to bite the bullet. Chances are when said and done, who'll be the lucky ones who make it all the way? Yeah, she suffered a fall. And as a consequence of the fall, she contracted an infection. She had a staph infection in the bone of her leg. Her blood system was toxic. She had bacteria in her blood system. So to remove it, they would give her antibiotics as well as several surgeries to hope to contain or remove the infection. So yeah, her life was greatly in danger. You kind of prepare for the worst and pray for the best. We counted 25 procedures that she had that required anesthesia. So yeah, 20 some little procedures. The Lord see us through, yeah. Chances are. They were great. We had a caring staff, but the child life specialists actually, they were able to communicate to Alicia the procedures because those things were, you know, new to her. So they came and they explained to her just what was going on, but you know, where she can understand it. She was very intelligent before, but now she's more cautious of life and death. It changed her for the better because now she puts her whole heart into everything. And we do too. If we're doing an activity or we're participating in, you know, we do it to the fullest extent because it could be our last time doing that particular activity. This has forever changed us. Alicia's care, her well-being came first and foremost for so long. It kind of put me back into an old familiar pattern. Chances are lost, our hopes torn out pages. Maybe this time. When you're the major caregiver in your family, it drains you. You just play the hand that you're dealt. You know, you deal with things as they come. Chances are, wait until they're taken. And I can see. Chances are. I have a beautiful child. She's recovered. She's recuperated. And I'm very grateful. You know, we want to make sure that other children who are put in this predicament, you know, have what they need. And their families have the support they need. And all I need.